Now, remember before we had WhatsApp and FaceTime, there was Skype. Well, the video calling service is ending today. Its parent company, Microsoft, is shutting it down, and Ciara O'Brien, business and technology journalist with the Irish Times, is here to tell us more. Before we get to that story, Ciara, first, the €530 million TikTok fine by the Data Protection Commission. The company says the ruling risks setting a precedent with far-reaching consequences and delivers a blow to the European Union's competitiveness. How's it been viewed in the tech world?
Well, I think it was inevitable. We knew this was coming. There was a lot of talk about, I suppose, the level of penalty. And this is actually quite high, €530 million. I think it's the third largest that the DPC has actually imposed on any of the tech companies. The biggest one is the €1.2 billion, I think, that Meta got hit with a little while back. But it does show that the EU does mean business, and that data protection regulators and the DPC does mean business when it comes to the transfer of EU citizens and EEA citizens' data. So I think it sends a message. But how that will be received now is another thing, because obviously this is just the very beginning of it, because there will be appeals. TikTok has been quite clear that it will appeal it. It says for its part that it doesn't take into account adequately, I suppose, the moves that is made, including Project Clover, which is its effort to kind of hive off and protect EU data from any other part of the business.
Now, Ciara, I have to ask you, can you remember the last time that you used Skype?
Oh, God. I actually, do you know, I haven't used it in a while myself. I do still have an account because one of my daughters used to use it to talk to her friend, because she doesn't have a mobile phone. So she used my Skype account to contact her friend. That is the last time. So basically the only use my Skype account has had over the past, I'd say, at least 7 years is because of a 10-year-old.
Yeah, because it was kind of passed out during the pandemic, right? You had services like Zoom getting really popular, and then Teams has kind of taken over in the corporate world. So basically, Teams is Skype 2025. So it was always destined to be phased out, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, the writing was on the wall once Microsoft brought out Teams. This has been coming since February. For definite, like, we've known since February that they were going to be shutting it down. They did announce that they would be kind of phasing it out, and they were saying people can move to either the free version of Teams. Teams seems like a very kind of business-heavy product, but there is a free version of it, and they could continue to use their Skype credentials there, and they could keep their contacts and chats if you wanted to do that. So there was a transition period where, you know, people could kind of use both. But basically what they're saying is, look, you know, we want to streamline things. We have these two things. We don't need these two things. And yes, it has largely been overtaken by the likes of Zoom, even by WhatsApp.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember years ago putting credit in my Skype account and ringing my parents from abroad, because you could connect up to an ordinary phone. But are there people out there who potentially would still have that credit or that money on a Skype account? And if it's still there, what will happen to it?
So if you do still have money on a Skype account, it will move over. If you move over to Teams, it will move with you. And you can use it then until that credit expires. But they're not doing any kind of new customers, so you can't go back and buy more credit. So that once it's gone, it's gone. This affects, I think, is mostly the consumer side of things rather than Skype business. But, you know, it is kind of, I think it's kind of important to note as well that at the height of its popularity, I think Skype had 300 million active users per month. WhatsApp has many, many multiples of that. Like, it's 2 million.
Sure, look, in its time, it was very Star Trek. You know, you were ringing someone and you could see them if they were on a computer at the far side of the world.
Which is now a completely normal thing to do. I mean, you see people doing it
on
the bus.
Flies.
Which I have my issues with, but, you know, nobody needs to be making video calls on a bus in public to everybody else. But this is where we are now.
Okay, well, look, Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times, thanks for talking to us about the silencing of Skype.